to the Kula Women's Wellness Tribe, the podcast. Get comfortable, get your walking shoes on, and let's get going. Hello, wealthy women. Happy New Year. Oh my God. I feel like I've been gone for ages, but it's only been, I think, 3 weeks since my last. Well, I feel like a lot has happened. So I had an extra week break from my podcast as I was traveling, and I was just ready to take a rest. And you know, I'm all about listening to your body, so I did exactly that. And yeah, I rested and waited till the new year. And yeah, it's nearly my first birthday for my podcast. So I just want to start today's episode, first of all, welcoming everyone back, welcoming anyone that might be new to the podcast, that you found me because you're looking to set intentions, which is my the theme, the topic for today, or you just stumbled upon me by accident. Welcome, welcome, welcome. And a huge thank you to you all anyway, just for listening, just for being here, just for tuning in, just for your messages. You know, I have had a little bit of an increase, oh, it's exciting, in people reaching out to me. And I know I always say this, and just driving it home again, that I record this podcast because I just have a vision of one person listening, going off, doing the thing, improving their lives, and yeah, just have been able to have a part or helping hand in, you know, sharing my thoughts, what I'm doing. And if someone resonates, then yeah, my job is done. I don't check the stats, you know, I get an email. I'm not about that life. So today I have a mix match of things that I want to share. I'm going to start by just sharing my holiday. So before after my last episode, I traveled to Finland, and yeah, it was amazing. There was so much magic. A little bit of a shock to the system for the weather. Obviously leaving Dubai thinking it's cold because it's 16 in the evening when I walk the dogs, to going to, well, it was zero. We started in Helsinki. We had an evening to begin in Helsinki, which was beautiful. And I know I've shared before about my thoughts, you know, last year, you know, celebrating my birthday and Christmas. And last year was the year just gone, 2023, was the first time I'd had a tree in years and years and years. And it all came down to my subconscious beliefs about Christmas and, you know, picking up on the anxieties when I was a child that my mum had when Christmas was coming. And, you know, we always had beautiful Christmases as children, but I must have picked up on that my mum was worried about presents and saving money, and that kind of transcribed itself into my adult life. And I would say for the last 10 or 12 years, I've kind of just gone through the motions of Christmas. Haven't had a Christmas tree, done the Christmas thing on Christmas Day, but not felt the magic. And this year I did feel the magic, and it was so nice just to be in a European country, because yes, I live in a Muslim country, but Christmas is still around. You know, there's trees in the malls and there's decorations, but there isn't the same vibe. And as soon as we got to Helsinki, I was like, oh my God, it's Christmas. And, you know, we went to the Christmas market. I had hot chocolate with Bailey's. It was beautiful. I can't stop thinking about it. Yeah, and so from there, we then went up to Lapland. And again, magical. Way colder. We got off the plane, I think it was minus 10. And also very dark. So even in Helsinki, so I woke up around 8 a.m., I think. I can't remember. Anyway, it was still pitch black, still nighttime. So I, you know, scrambled to try and find something to tell the time on, found my Kindle, and it was like 8:15. I was like, oh my God, has my clock got stuck? Like, is it still evening? But obviously not being used to European winters when it's darker mornings. Anyway, we landed in Lapland at 9:30. It was still pitch black. So I went onto the weather, had a little look. There was no need to really. It was snowy, it was cold. But it said no sunrise for 7 days. And it hadn't even crossed my mind at all whether it was going to be sunrise or not. So it did get lighter. So around 11 a.m., it was kind of like dusk until 2. And then it was dark again, pitch black again by 3. And our first stop in Helsinki, we had this little igloo out on the lake. And it was so, I can't even describe it. It was, first of all, silent. Now, if you live in a city, you will know that even when it's silent, even when it's quiet, it's not. So even now, like, I can hear someone's having their car washed across the street, someone's clicking the car to get in, there'll 100% be someone with a leaf blower in a minute. It's never really silent, but it was silent. It was so beautiful. So many stars in the sky. So the moonlight, the moon as well was huge. I had to Google it, but it's just because we were more north than I am now. But the moon was huge. Anyway, we also did go to see the Northern Lights, and they did their thing. My boyfriend, before we went, was checking the app and he was telling me, don't get excited. And I was like, absolutely not. I know that it's going to come. Like, the universe is my friend. We will see the Northern Lights. And to be honest, on the first evening, I was tired. Even though it was only 2 hours time difference, I was still a little bit, you know, from the plane, a little bit jet lag. I was feeling like at 7 o'clock at night, my body was telling me it was 9, you know, and I was like, oh my God, I'm going to have to try my best to stay awake to see these lights because the best time is midnight. Anyway, we went in for a sauna, came out, and we weren't even paying attention to the sky. We had the lady who, so like the owner of the igloo, I guess, she picked us up and took us to the igloo in her snowmobile. So we were just waiting for her after we'd been in the sauna because the sauna was at the top. Anyway, we just happened to look at the sky and we were like, is that the lights? But we were kind of like in the forest, so we couldn't see. So as we turned the corner, she was coming to collect us to say, the lights. And oh my God, we stopped the snowmobile, and they're not as green in real life, but it's still really magical. And you can just see, it's like someone smeared light across the sky. And they were there for hours. So we made our way back down to the igloo, took some pictures. And the igloo was made out of glass, so then we were able to just sit in bed and watch the lights from the bed. And, yeah, fell asleep under the Northern Lights. Like, how amazing. And I was so grateful. In my head, I was like, thank you, thank you, thank you. This is so magical. And I was drawing on the energy, pulling the energy in from the Northern Lights, knowing that this energy I can take with me at any time. I can close my eyes and I can see them. It was amazing. We also, the next day, went on a husky ride, also amazing, very cold. I had icicles on my eyelashes, but it was so fun. You kind of forget about the cold, even though it's so painful. I was trying to take a picture. We went past some reindeers as we were on the dog sleigh, and I left my hand out with my phone for a little bit too long, and I was thinking, oh my God. For a split second, my health anxiety kicked in, and I was like, I'm going to have my hand amputated. It's never going to warm up. It did. Obviously, I still have my hand. We then moved. So we spent 2 days there, 3 days there, 3 days there. And then we moved a little bit further north. We got a car and we drove to, it was called Sari Salka. And they spent the next 3 days living in a Christmas card. We had not an igloo this time, more of a chalet, our own sauna in the bathroom, our own hot tub. And again, the Northern Lights came and it was beautiful. lying in the bed, watching the lights. I managed to make a little video where my phone would work, because you had to have it on night mode, and it would only, you know, somehow I managed to do a time lapse on night mode, and it only worked once. I don't know what was going on. Anyway, so magical. And we did go for a little walk, and if you've seen the lights, you'll know. If you haven't, if you just close your eyes and imagine seeing them in the sky, and you feel the magic, you feel so small. And I've never felt, you know, sometimes I have this sensation when I'm at the beach and I'm watching the sunset, that you actually feel how small you are and how big the earth is and how magical and how much of a miracle it is for us to actually be here. That we think we know, not everything as humans, but we think we're the greatest species. And we're really not. We're really not. We are just living on this earth, and the earth, Mother Nature, is in control. And we really, you know, spending time in nature and seeing the lights just really made me realize how much and how important it is to tune in to nature. Now, if you're a manifester, if you're looking to start manifesting, if you're a little bit witchy, you know, tuning into nature is what we need to do to help us to get all of these things. We need to become one. And I know that sounds really cliche and a little bit cheesy, but we are nature. We are part of it. And as soon as you have that connection and you start to really appreciate when you go for a walk, the air, the earth, the water, and even fire, the five elements, stepping into that and really taking them on as part of you, because they all are. It's so, so magical. And another magical thing that happened while we're there, I got engaged. Yes. He popped the question. So the boyfriend is now a fiancé. It was really funny, actually. I wasn't expecting it. You know, we'd spoken about marriage, and I've spoken about marriage on my podcast, and we're really happy. And it wasn't something that, you know, needed to happen. He wanted it to happen. I'm happy it happened. And the funny thing is, even 48 hours later, people ask him, when's the wedding? Like, hang on a minute. I haven't even got my ring on because it was too big. So I had to keep it off for the first few days. I had to do Christmas without my ring and take it the day after Boxing Day. And people already ask him, when's the wedding? So it's not going to be, you know, it's not going to be a long engagement, but it's not going to be, we're not in any massive rush. I just feel so happy that, you know, it's an expression of love, it's a commitment, and, you know, just having that magical moment in the hot tub, surrounded by the snow. It was minus 23, I had ice in my hair, but it was so beautiful. I had such an amazing time. We came back here for Christmas, and with the dogs, had another beautiful day. And you can probably tell by my voice that I'm still in the magic, and still feeling, you know, the power of the lights, the energy there, and just, you know, ending a year on a real high. Which leads me on to the new year. So I haven't set New Year's resolutions for years. I don't really believe in them. Now, I know people will have things that they want to achieve in 2024, as do I. And what I want to talk about today is, instead of just having this list of goals, having a list of magic, having a list of feelings. How do you want to feel this year? Instead of setting these goals of, I want to lose weight, I want to lose money, how broad is that? Like, in 2024, I'm going to do this. We've got 365 days. We've got 12 months. We've got 52 weeks. That is a long time to have that one goal. And we all know that they just drop off because there's no meaning to and there's no substance. It gets boring. It gets hard. If we set the goal of lose weight in 2024, you know, it's 2024 now. Have you lost weight? Have you saved money? Have you got a new job? Have you got a new relationship? You know, the things that we each kind of focus on. So moving from the magic of my holiday and Christmas, I want to talk about magic and setting intentions and how you can have your most magical life by tuning into your own magic. And even if, again, that sounds a little bit woo-woo, bear with me, because there is, you know, I'm using the word magic, but it's goals, it's intention setting, it's just how you're doing it which will make the difference. So let's talk about intentions. Now, if you struggle with intentions, I think in my Harnessing the Magic of the Moon part 2, when I talk about the new moon, have a listen to that because it will help. We need to set intentions because we, at all times, not just the new year, so this is why I'm anti-resolutions, because we need intentions every month. We need intentions every day, never mind every month. So setting those intentions every new moon. So I would even maybe say to you, if you're listening to this, it's the first weekend of the month when this is going to go live. It's the second today. We've got the new moon on the 11th. Why not spend the next few days really just tuning in and thinking about what it is you want to achieve? What are your intentions? How do you want to feel? And how are you going to get there? So, you know, think about setting those huge intentions and how deflating it is when you put lots of time in and you have all of this excitement, but it doesn't work, or you lose focus, or you just get bored of it. And then a few months and you're like, oh, there's no point now. And even at the beginning of the year, you might, you know, let those New Year's resolutions go. So why set an intention? So an intention is basically deciding what you want and how you want to feel. What is your desired outcome of setting your intention? And the intention also helps us then communicate it, helps us to communicate it clearly. So we're putting it out to the universe. So whether you manifest or not, or you believe in the magic, even when you're setting a goal, you're putting it out to somebody or something or yourself. So, you know, if you're listening to this thinking, okay, so I don't talk to the universe, God, goddess, you know, I don't have a higher power that I talk to, it's still within yourself. You're setting it for yourself. So one reason to set an intention is so your desire is clearly communicated. I can't speak. As I'm talking about clear communication, ironically, my communication is not clear. So we need to tell whoever it is we talk to. I'm going to use the universe. That I talk to the universe, my higher self, and my intuition. So I have like a mixture, and also my spirit guides. But when I'm setting my intentions, I talk to the universe and a higher power. The universe, the higher power that's above me that can help make this magic happen. Another reason to set a clear intention is so you don't accidentally manifest something you don't want. So for example, if you're trying to save money, make more money, bring in more money, you know, just by saying in 2024 I'm going to have more money, okay, amazing, but where from? Are you wanting more money so you can quit your job and start your own business? Are you wanting more money so you can buy a house? So if your intention or your goal there is to have more money, on the surface, yeah, okay, but is it the money that you want? So you might set this intention and then win £10 on the lottery. Yes, it's money, amazing, woo, I've won something, but is it enough for what you want to do? If you're looking to have more money so you can start your own business, for example, your boss might suddenly offer you a raise, you know, amazing. But does that then mean that it's going against what your desire actually is to start something new for yourself? So making sure that your intentions are clear. Now, in the case of that, that has happened to me. I was just like, right, I want to bring in more money. I desire money, more money. I always have enough money for all of my desires. Okay, so, you know, and then I left my job. So that, yeah, it's, you know, it's an okay intention, but I didn't put enough in. I didn't make it clear. So I had money coming in, but it wasn't necessarily from the right places. I think I shared my story of, you know, taking a teaching job in a language school because I was just, you know, I'd manifested this money, but it wasn't where my heart was. And then in the end, because it wasn't where my heart was, they ended up ripping me off anyway and they never paid me. So I worked for a month for free. I don't know if I shared that, but that story is just a perfect example of me setting an intention. The universe delivered. The intention wasn't right because I didn't want to go there in the first place. I was just being money greedy, seeing it as quick money. I handed my notice in after 24 hours, and that's why they didn't pay me, because they felt like I should have been staying. So instead, my intention could have been, and it is something more similar to this time, I work for myself doing what I love and it brings me financial abundance month after month. So it's the money's coming in from doing what I love, and I'm still getting the money, but it's more concise of where it's going to come from. And I'm showing the universe that I want that money coming from what I love and not just any random place where my heart's not in it. Another reason to make sure your intentions are clear is that you're clear on how you want to feel. So make sure all your thoughts and feelings support that intention. So when you're setting your intentions, and this is where the intentions are different from resolutions, thinking about how you want to feel. So just going back to maybe losing weight this year. Okay, great. You want to lose weight. How's that going to make you feel? So maybe you want to lose weight to feel more confident in your body. So that feeling of being confident, that feeling of being at home with yourself. So then you think about how you're going to feel that way. And then that's when you put your steps in. So writing out your intentions is one of the best ways, or setting a voice note. Now, you can change these intentions as much as you want. They don't have to set. Again, this is why intentions are better than New Year's resolutions, because you make a New Year's resolution and it's kind of set in stone, you know, because if you change it, then you're breaking it, if that makes sense. So if you're suddenly like, if you're like, oh, I want to lose weight, I want to save money, and then you're like, okay, I changed my mind, there's not much scope. But with your intention, you give yourself more scope and you can change it. So a good formula to use for your intentions is your desire. Be as specific as you feel comfortable with, plus the time frame. I'm going to talk about that in a second. And then how you want that to make you feel. So if your desire is to lose weight, okay. So my desire is to lose weight. To attend the gym once a week for the next 3 months so that I can begin to feel confident and comfortable in my own body. So you have your desire, you have the time frame, you have a step in there as well. And using the writing present tense, if you can, so I know I didn't then. So I feel confident and comfortable in my own body. I attend the gym once a week, and I've done this for the last 3 months. Now, I'm saying 3 months as well, because I'm doing this personally, so you can pick and choose. But this year, I'm splitting my big intentions up into three months, January, February, March. That's my first point of call. So yesterday I sat down with my intentions and I have that by March, I have achieved this. It's already done. I wrote it down. It's there. It's done. I'm sending it out to the universe and I know what steps I need to take to get there. So instead of having by the end of the year, I'm just going up to March. What I'll then do is use every new moon as my check-in to see if I need to change the intention or add anything to it. I hope this is making sense. Once you feel like you have a clear and accurate intention, you can test it out. So I have a little ritual exercise that I do. So the challenge isn't really creating the intention, it's creating the right intention. So one that's right for you. So you can experiment with these rituals until you find the one that's, you know, everyone's different. Find the one that works for you. The bottom line is to really figure out what you want. So yesterday, I'm just going to share my rituals with you now. Yesterday, I did my intention setting journaling ritual. So I went out into the garden. I know not everyone can do that because of the weather, but I set myself an hour and 15. I'm not sure why I did an hour and 15. It just felt right. I think I was rounding it up in the afternoon because then I had the intention to go for a walk. So I was just rounding that up. I got my blanket, my candles, my sage. I actually made a little sage bonfire. It was quite windy, so I just had the sage blowing the whole time. The dog sat around me, and I journaled. I started off by just journaling what I learned from 2023. So I went through what lessons, what worked, what didn't work so well, and I don't focus on the failures. Focus on what you learn of the things that didn't work so well. It's not a failure, it's a lesson. So then once I've got out my head, so basically doing the past, then you move to the future. So you journal on what your life will look like after you've manifested or after you've hit your intentions. And then what I did yesterday is I went through month by month. So I went January, it looks like this. This is how I feel in January. These are the steps that I've taken in January, and this is my outcome. I also gave myself a little affirmation for each month. I actually have my journal here. Let me just. So January, I am blooming and growing. February, I'm secure in where I am going. March, I am ready to. Ooh, I'm ready to leap and take the next step. So March was is my reflection point. So I'll just do the three. I won't go through every single month. So then within my journaling that I had January, getting clear on my intentions, what steps do I need to take? So I wrote those down, that kind of thing. I won't read the whole thing out, but sometimes it helps to hear. So for you, it could be, I don't know, how is your life different after you've met your soulmate? What is the quality of love between you and your partner? What does your morning look like with this person? Do you cook together? Do you go out to movies? You know, if you're manifesting a partner or your intention is to find love or improve your relationship. It could be, you know, if you're trying to save money, what does it look like now? How much money are you putting aside each month? How does that feel? How does it feel to see that every single month you're putting X amount aside and you can see that growing? So once you've got those written down, you can then, you know, work on perfecting your intention. So going back to what you first wrote down, so my intention is to find love. My intention is to find the right person for me. My intention is to find the person that's going to love me so much and make me feel so comfortable that I am happy and I feel secure. So, you know, with the going along those lines, something along those lines. Another ritual that I did yesterday was, of course, a meditation. So just sitting with yourself and decide who or what you're communicating with for the meditation. So yesterday I spoke to my highest self. I call them my highest self and also my spirit guides. And throughout the meditation, I first of all decided on what I want. Or I asked, what do I need? What do I want? And then I focused on me, the future me. So I fast forwarded to December. And what does the December 2024 version of me look like? What is she doing? What is she wearing? What is she excited about? And I just really focused on her being calm, her having a calm nervous system. My hair was longer. So, which... could be the long hair 2024 me. So just really focusing on her and then asking her, how do I get to this point? And just seeing what she has to say. Now, if you're new to meditation, you might not get anything, but just sitting quietly with your thoughts, just seeing what pops up, something will pop up. You might have to do it a couple of times or really think about, right, what do I want? What do I want? What do I want? What do I want? What do I desire? Sorry. I just realized then, once it's, I hate the word, what do I want, what do I want, what do I want? It's what you desire. Want gives, shows lack. So what are you desiring this year? Then visualize. So this can link onto your meditation or be separate. So you can close your eyes. You might want to set a timer and visualize what your life will look like. So for me, I did my meditation. I met my future self, my higher self, myself in December. But then I pulled it back and sort of went through every month, honing in on as much as I can. So stepping into, I think if I remember, I went to the end of January and I sort of visualized what I'd done in January, recording my podcasts, making changes to my coaching and mentoring, you know, picking up new yoga clients, which was interesting, and holding my workshops, and then February. So I went through each month just visualizing and allowing myself to feel. So for you, so mine was mostly business when I was focusing yesterday, because I am making a few changes, putting my focus into different areas. So yesterday was more business, which obviously does link to life, but it might be for you that it is a new relationship. It is getting fit and healthy. It is more money. It is a new house. It is a new job. So whatever it is that your main focus is for next year, you might have a few. You'll find out pretty quickly whether your intention is the right intention, because you'll be able to see. If you struggle to see, if something doesn't feel right, make some changes. It's your visualization. It's your future. Sometimes I think I want something and then I do find it hard to visualize in my head. And then I'm like, right, okay, so maybe that's not for me. I can't really see myself doing that, even though my ego is like, you should be doing X, Y, Z. Another way of, you know, helping out your intentions is to talk with someone about it. You know, share it. If you join my Facebook group, you can come onto the Facebook group and put it out there. This year, my intentions are, or my intention is, and saying it out loud, tell the people that you live with. You know, it's often easier for us to see the strengths and weaknesses in someone else's plan. So get with your bestie, get with your friends and ask them what they're going to do and help them to get it right. Because they might say something and you might be like, that's a bit unachievable because of X, Y, Z, something that you can't see in yourself. Why don't you change it to this and work together? Coming together with your sisters, coming together in a sisterhood, you know, going back to our witchy roots where we'd have a coven and we'd do this together, you know, bring that back. Let your friends help you, let your family help you. And then finally, with all that being said, you might find that you have blocks. So blocks are negative thoughts, feelings, hidden fears that get in the way. These are common. So it could be as well when, you know, before you listen to this podcast and you had New Year's resolutions, that you already have a block around it. There's something inside that tells you that you're not going to lose weight in 2024. So blocks can be sneaky because they come from your subconscious mind. And this means that a lot of the times we might not even know we have a block because it's deep rooted. So there is a few ways that you can see if you have any blocks. So one is, as I've just said, state your intention out loud and feel. How does it feel? Can you notice any nagging feelings that float through your mind as you say your intention? Did you worry about having to pay, I don't know, if you're looking to save more money, are you then, is your subconscious like, but what if something happens? What if the car goes wrong? Or, oh, I want to save money, but I also want to go on holiday. Like, I can't have both. Do these thoughts come into your head when you think about that? Another way is to think about your current situation. Write down all the things that are good about that situation. So, for example, if you're intending to call in a soulmate, a partner, ask yourself, what are the benefits to staying single? You know, think hard. There's always something good about your current situation, even if it's just small. If it's money you're calling in, You know, you might think saying that, oh, well, you know, I haven't got any money. So you will have some money. You know, even if you've got £10 in your bank, you've got some money and you're like, oh my God, I'm amazing, I've got £10. You know, if you live in a house and you have warm running water, be grateful for that. You know, be grateful that you're up, you're breathing. These are all the good things we can find in bad situations or things that we perceive as being a bad or negative situation. So these are the blocks. So examine the blocks and counteract them with the positive. And just going back to your feelings. So when you think of your intention, do you feel sad or worried? You know, notice those. And it takes a little bit of self-talk. You know, if your friend was telling you that, oh my God, I really want to find someone this year, but I hate the way that I look, I hate my body, I hate my bum, no one's going to fall in love with me because of X, Y, Z. Have that conversation with yourself. Turn it around. Write yourself a letter. Tell yourself, stop being silly. You are worthy. For bigger blocks, you might have to go a little bit deeper. So if you find that the block is something that you can't just talk over for yourself, go deeper, find out where that block comes from. So you might want to ask yourself, does this come from something my parents have taught me? Does this come from a childhood belief that I've seen in somewhere else? So where is this block actually coming from? And find the root of the block. So if the block's around money, it could be things that you heard your parents talking about. The same with relationships. Did your parents get divorced? Is that why you feel that you can't find love? Because deep down inside, you're scared that it's going to end in divorce. So just going a little bit deeper. So the surface level would be having that self-talk, finding the block and talking to yourself. Next, if you need to go a bit deeper, where does that come from? And reshape your thoughts around the block. And you know you've healed a block when you can think about it without feeling any negative emotion around it. And when it comes to blocks as well, be gentle with yourself. Some blocks have been with you for years. You've carried them around. So this level of, I guess it's self-analysis, is quite advanced and it takes a lot of courage. So you might even want to talk to your family and friends first. Because if you want to move forward, you have to move these out of the way. And this is an ongoing process. And this is, again, why I'm anti New Year's resolutions, because it's not just as easy as writing one thing down and going with it, because you need to put the intention behind it. You need to put the magic into it. You need to release and heal anything that's going to stop you. And if you don't know what you want, or if you've come into this new year and you're like, no idea, last year didn't work out, I set these intentions, these new resolutions last year, take your time. Give yourself until the 11th and start on the new moon. So I did mine yesterday, but I will be reflecting back on the new moon because something might change. I might go through my list of things again when it comes to the new moon and realize that actually that's not going to work because of X, Y, Z. Or I might find that I have some blocks. So yesterday when I was sat in the garden and I was setting my intentions over the next 11 days, I might find I have a block around some of those. There might be something that's going to stop me from achieving those because there's something internal that I need to work with. So make this your magical, most magical year. You are in charge of that. Take your time, be kind to yourself, and have fun with it. So I know I've just given a lot of information there, squeezed it all into about 20 minutes because I spent 10 minutes talking about my holiday. But yeah, have fun. Take your time. And if you need any help with this, you know where I am. You can join the Facebook group or reach out to me on any of my socials. And yeah, happy new year. I'm so glad to be back. And Yeah, next episode's going to be solo again. January is one of the things I've changed. A full month for solo episodes. So I have lots of exciting guests lined up, but I want to focus on solo episodes for January. And that's what I'm going to do. So I'll see you guys next week.
And that's it today, everybody. I hope you have a lovely week and I'll see you again next week. Don't forget, 5 stars, download, tell your friends. You're amazing.